everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. And I am sad to announce that Rush Limbaugh died today, or last night. I don't know the exact moment. He, whether you hated him or loved him, you cannot deny the enormous role that he played in more than any other single person shaping talk radio into the most powerful conservative voice in this country. Talk radio is the gigantic juggernaut of conservative thought. It's regularly mocked by the New York Times as basically buffoons broadcasting. My colleagues are extremely bright, extremely deep, extremely articulate, extremely knowledgeable. There are no buffoons. It's a juggernaut. And Rush Limbaugh was at the front. It's a very important point that I think is worth making and important for everybody to know. He did not speak what he thought his audience wanted to hear. He spoke what he believed. That's very important. I know I have been led by that as well. And that is the reason that people listen to you ultimately. It's why your children listen to you. If you give in to your kids all the time, they're not going to listen to you. You're not serious. So this is a loss. There's no question about it. And he had a special gift. He had political perfect pitch. He heard and saw what was coming. This drove his enemies crazy. He was also very funny. And I'm glad he got the Congressional Medal of Freedom. He's done more for freedom than the New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, CNN, NBC, ABC, and CBS put together. That's just a fact, because they are anti-freedom. They believe people like me and him and others should be suppressed. They left can't handle it when anybody exists who says the left is wrong. They can't handle it. That's why they don't want us to go to universities. In their hearts, they know that 1 hour from a conservative can undo 4 years of indoctrination. That's the reason they have to smear guys like Rush Limbaugh.